Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On today's wrestling news, a fired WWE employee is accused of stealing wrestling belts, a wrestler teases a big AEW debut, Andrade calls out Dave Meltzer, why this WWE legend found WrestleMania 37 emotional, and The Miz may have just bagged himself a part in Mortal Kombat. Hello everybody, we are back. Solo Sunday is a go once again. Last week, I was just chilling, I'll be honest. I was tired. WrestleMania week was a hell of a week, and your boy just needed a bit of a rest, a bit of a pint, a beverage, sat outside in the sun. But we're back now to talk about all things wrestling, that's why you're here. And the first thing we're going to talk about today is, well, it's a story about something that's been developing over the last couple of days. Obviously, you would have heard by now, we talked about it yesterday on the news as well, about Mickie James and all this, like trash bag controversy stuff, which had come about, apparently, the person who's been pretty much blamed for this, fired from WWE in the wake of this, was Mark Carano. And now his, what appears to be his ex, has gone on to, I think it was Reddit, and posted loads of things, and now she's taking to Twitter, and she just seems to be airing a lot of his dirty laundry, really, for want of a better phrase. And one of the key things that we found in this, like, the, I think her name is Deborah Simmons, who came out and said a lot of these things and, like, accused him of certain things as well. She made one claim, and it's quite a claim if it is true. But she posted on Twitter, she put, "Hey, at WWE, Mark Carano stores belts that he stole from WWE under the bed in the guest bedroom at his West Haven home." And then she also proceeded to tag Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in said tweet. So if that is the case, and the boy's been stealing WWE belts from the company, like actual legitimate belts, not replica things, that's a thing. That's another kind of, yeah, strike against him, and it seems like WWE may have gotten rid of the right guy. Away from people being sacked by WWE, and now to people potentially being hired by AEW. Do you like what I did there? Yeah, me too. So, apparently, Marty the Moth Martinez, you may know him as, from Lucha Underground. He's also known as Martin Casillas as well. But he is, well, he's teased something on Twitter, which has probably sent a lot of the wrestling world into a bit of a tailspin right now. Everyone's thinking, whoa, is this going to be a thing? He posted on Twitter, and I'll explain the photo behind it as well, which probably adds a bit more context to the actual caption, but he said, "Holy crap, at Speedy Photo takes amazing photos. I had 2 years of people telling me to quit and doctors telling me I'd never wrestle again. Don't you ever let anyone tell you what you can or can't do. What do you want to do that people tell you you couldn't do? Who likes the look?" And then he stood in front of a graphic that has like AEW logos in the background, so it didn't take a genius to kind of join those dots. He's also been training recently with the Nightmare Factory, which is also another thing, like, oh yeah, look at that. To AEW, it makes a lot of sense. You may also know him from, I think he was in Tough Enough as well in WWE, so this could be really cool. He seemed like he had a nice little following when he was in Lucha Underground, Marty the Moth. So whether he's going to be under that character or he's going to come in as Martin Casillas, we don't know if he even is going to technically come in, but this photo seems to allude to that fact. So if he is, all the best to the Moth. And just when you thought we were done with WWE controversies, no, it's a Sunday, so we're going to talk about more. And this particular controversy all centers around some comments that Dave Meltzer said recently regarding Charlotte Flair and why she's going to be off television for, I don't know, the next couple of weeks, potentially. She obviously got written off TV because of beating up a referee, and she got like a $100,000 fine for just being an ass kicker, which is not very good, but yeah, you get the point. And then Meltzer apparently said that she was having some work done, apparently, or she was having like a complete makeover, and Charlotte Flair came out and was just like, well, not on, that's not the case. Like, you should have learned by now not to kind of comment comment on women's bodies and all of that stuff, and it just started to blow up as a big thing. And now Andrade has piped in. He's popped up on Twitter, and he put a few photos of Charlotte Flair, like in a bikini, like she was just stood there without any makeup on, and he was just bigging up his fiance, as he should. He put a workout, diet, facials. I show them without filters and without makeup what my fiance Charlotte Flair looks like. And for all those people who comment that she has 100 million thousand surgeries, or however many it is, he put just one in brackets. Please stop talking sugar honey iced tea. I'm not going to say the word because I'm going to get fired if I do. And then he actually like tagged Dave Meltzer in that as well. So very clear who he's aiming those comments at. But then Dave Meltzer replied to this and like actually captioned the tweet in response. And he said, if you actually listen to the entirety of what I said, it was that men in wrestling are allowed to headline in their 40s and 50s and women aren't. And that is unfair. And in a cosmetic business, it's harder for women. I was saying that how it was unfair. So yeah, it seems like he's trying to kind of cover his tracks a little bit and just say, like, watch the whole thing and, like, maybe don't take bits out of context. But I just think as a general rule, don't comment on other people's physiques in that kind of way. If it's going to be criticizing things like that, it's just not a time to be doing that, I don't think. I just think we're kind of past that. If you want to make assumptions about that, you're always going to end up shooting yourself in the foot, because if you make assumptions, you make an ass of you and me. Now, obviously, the big thing that's happened in recent times is obviously WrestleMania 37, with all the fans and the rain and the slips, and let's not focus on that, but let's focus on the good stuff. And The Undertaker apparently was watching this, and obviously you would have noticed if you watched WrestleMania 37, it was one of the first WrestleManias without The Undertaker properly since he did officially retire at Survivor Series last year. And to be honest, he felt a little bit emotional watching it, as he's inclined to feel, to be honest. It's been a big part of his life for so long. But as he was talking to Sports Illustrated, he said the first ballyhoo of fireworks, when they all went up, it got him emotional and a bit choked up. And then he just kept telling himself all the way through the event, he said, you should have been there. And it said, well, it kind of felt a lot like when you see in the Last Ride documentary, and he's at WrestleMania 35, and he was in the background, he was a bit like, oh, I should be out there doing stuff. And he's always going to have that itch, I guess. He's that kind of guy. He's so passionate about the industry, he's always going to want to be there. So he thought the only way that he could kind of pull this thing away from him and not make it an attainable thing to actually get there and just come out of retirement and be at WrestleMania, he said to lessen those chances, he didn't train. So he took that out of the equation. He thought, if I can't get ring ready, there's no chance of me getting there. So it was a very wise thing to do, really, not making sure you're not fit enough to actually be in the ring. But he still said it was quite a tough task, really, sitting through WrestleMania, and you can understand it. I mean, WrestleMania is great for us, lots of fans, but if you've been there, you've been on that stage, you've been at the absolute main event of it and just had that streak for so long, it must be an incredibly hard thing to just sit there and watch other people now kind of take the mantle and just run with it and run with the torch. People like Roman Reigns, who obviously had that match with Undertaker. It must be tough. So yeah, that's it's sad that he felt emotional, to be honest, in that way, but it is what it is. I'm sure as time goes by, he'll get over it in his own way. Right, now, full disclosure, I don't know an awful lot about, like, the video game that this story is centered around. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Mortal Kombat now, and I'm just going to get loads of gamers just throwing daggers and swords at me. Is that a thing? Is that what you do in Mortal Kombat? I don't know. I see people fighting. You're probably going to fight me now. Great. But the story itself is about The Miz. The Miz has posted a thing on Twitter. Apparently, he's probably watched Mortal Kombat, which I'm looking now on Twitter and seeing that people in the UK can't do this. So, yeah, he's probably going to piss a lot of UK fans off just posting that photo. But he put in said photo, it was a mock-up of himself as apparently Johnny Cage. He said, no Johnny Cage, I am the special effects. Let me do the casting for you, say cheese. And he's there and he's looking very Johnny Cage-like, apparently. That's what people are saying. He's like, wow, he looked like a really good fit for it. And one person in particular thinks he's a very good fit for this character. And that person is the co-creator of Mortal Kombat. I know, how crazy is that? So he replied to this image by simply posting, guy makes a compelling case. And if he's saying that and he made the game, just give him the part. You know what I mean? That's how casting works, right? The guy who makes the game says you look the part, then you just get given the part. Surely, I'm an actor. That's how it works. So there you have it. Officially, The Miz has been cast as Johnny Cage. I don't know if Johnny Cage is in this new Mortal Kombat film because you can't watch it in the UK, and I'm not sure if I will watch it. I am just endearing myself to Mortal Kombat fans. Right, before we sign off, I think it's only fair to do a little Twitter question-questeroo. We've got Mark Solod here, who's at Marcus Solod. He's posted a picture of a dog in a washing basket, so, you know, it's just the key to my heart, really. You can answer, you can have all the questions answered if you post a picture of your dog in a laundry basket. I mean, it's a weird show, this, isn't it? But the question, onto the question. The question is, morning Gareth, happy solo Sunday to you. Thoughts on when Dominic finally turns heel on Ray, they do a callback to when Eddie just stood there and let Eminem beat down Ray years ago and end with him yelling that it's his time now. I mean, you're very confident that Dominic's going to be the person turning heel. Why not turn Ray heel for the first time ever? I can't even keep a straight face saying that. It's not going to happen, is it? This would be a cute callback. I'm not sure, like, how many people would properly kind of see that and be like, ah, it's exactly the same as the stuff that went down with Eminem. It'd be really cool if they did do that. I think it's just a case of, do we need it? I mean, do we need it? Do we need Dominic turning on his father? I just want to see him win the tag belts at this point, which should have happened at WrestleMania. I'm going to keep banging that drum. It should have happened at WrestleMania 37. But yeah, we're just going to have to wait. Probably going to happen at SummerSlam maybe or something. Does he need to turn heel? I think that's the bigger question. I think, does Dominic need to turn heel? Answer in the comment section below. I don't think he does. But if you think he does, well, you're going to probably just super kick me in the jaw. And that's been your solo Sunday news. I have, of course, been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you for joining me on this gloriously grey Sunday here in Newcastle. I was going to big it up, but no, it is grey. Don't forget to like this video, share, subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling. Obviously, we've just hit 2 million subscribers, which is crazy. Yeah, we've got a quiz as well that we did, like a celebration of What Culture that I did really well on, because I've only been here a year. And I know all the things about What Culture. But go and check that out. It's really cool. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everybody here at What Culture, at What Culture WWE. But most importantly, as always, I say it every single week that I am here when I'm not at home drinking beers. Just have the best day. Have the best day you can. If that involves watching wrestling, if that involves going to the gym, or just lying in bed and getting some well-earned Z's, do that. And I will see you probably next Saturday, Sunday, or sometime in the week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.